The Cardinal Stage Company presents Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, February 18th through March 6th, directed by Randy White. Cardinal promises a luscious, romantic, bawdy, bloody, and tragic production set in the Renaissance with a modern take. And with us are Mauzum Makar, who plays Juliet, and Andrew Carter, her Romeo. Mauzum's most recent Shakespeare was in an acclaimed production of Twelfth Night. Andrew's also a veteran Shakespearean. They're a pair of Chicagoans lured from the gales of the Windy City by promises of the gentle southern breezes in Bloomington. Mauzum, thanks very, very much for coming in. Juliet, to me, as I read it more and more, I keep thinking that Shakespeare really was a feminist and that she's the one who really leads this show. What do you think?
I would have to agree.
Absolutely not.
She has a very strong head on her shoulders. She's very smart. And I do think she makes certain decisions that drive the play in the way it ends up.
Do you think that fathers of teenage girls should be slightly careful about taking them to see Romeo and Juliet?
No, I think what Romeo and Juliet does is reaffirms people's faith in love. I think in these cynical times, I think it's nice to see something pure and from the heart, and I think that's what Romeo and Juliet does. It might, I guess, send little girls' hearts fluttering, but I think that's good to have these days.
I was thinking about the independence, the fact that she really thinks that her boyfriend is more important than family ties, than various traditions, than societal mores. This is dangerous stuff.
Well, I think people can see that it is a drama, that familial relationships are stressed beyond perhaps everyday life. And I think these days parents and kids tend to be a little bit more open, and they're not going to force their daughter's hand in marriage to a person that they've only met once or twice. So I'm hoping the situation won't be as stressed these days.
All right. The object of your affection, played in this production by Andrew Carter. Andrew, as you're listening to Juliet talk here, you suggested that you think Romeo is a bit more assertive than we were giving him credit for.
I think the challenge of playing this role, as I've discovered, is not getting caught in the trap of being a lovesick wanderer, which I think is often how Romeo is perceived. I think he is trying to get to the bottom of love and to figure out the answers and unlock the reason why we feel this way for somebody, which I think is probably Shakespeare coming through himself, because that's what he was good at doing, writing about the human condition.
So while we suggested that fathers of teenage girls might be hesitant about taking them to the show, you'd suggest that perhaps fathers of teenage boys and girls might be wise to come to this.
I think anybody would be wise to come to this. I mean, I think exposure to the arts is incredibly valuable, particularly at a young age. And I think that, you know, fortunately, Bloomington has some great opportunities to expose people of all ages to the arts and to the theater community here.
We should mention that in addition to the public performances, you're also doing four performances for school age groups, one of which I think is actually coming all the way from Illinois to see you folks.
Yeah, there are Wednesday and Thursday student matinees.
We've been talking with Andrew Carter and Mauzum Makar, a couple of Chicagoans who've come to Bloomington to be part of the Cardinal Stage Company's production of Romeo and Juliet, directed by Randy White. It's at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, February 18th through March 6th. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.